with the tea. It's me, Lady OC, and we're healing the mind, body, and spirit. This is my open diary. I'm sharing my experiences with you while I embark on this healing journey. I'm clearing out the clutter. I'm settling myself emotionally, and I'm healing my body. I'm here because I need to be. I'm here because I want to be. The gift of speech and the gift of text flows through me. I want you to hear me, to feel me. So let's get into this healing, because it's not just a journey. It's your lifestyle. Gratitude.
I've heard before and believe that words are spells. But the depth of spells placed upon you within you can be detrimental. I've been reminded that words are spells from the book called The Four Agreements. Good book. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea. This is Lady LC, and this is the diary, my open diary, from my heart to your ears on healing the mind, body, and spirit. Now, I've said before that words are spells. I've said this in conversation to people. I've posted it on my Instagram. I've spoken to family about it. I haven't said it to myself enough. This book reminded me of something that I already knew, but I didn't know to this depth. I knew it in regards to parents putting spells on you, saying things about you, toward you, to you, and then you believing those things or hearing those things about you later from other people and then believing them. And when you believe them, you create this belief system within you that only says that because you chose to believe it. Now, I lay in bed one night and I say, forgive people for things that they say because they know not what they speak. I forgive myself for the things that I've said because I knew not what I spoke. When reality is, if we slow down and if we think about the things that we're inflicting, if we think about the judgment that we're placing, if we think about where our words are coming from and why they're coming out of our mouths towards somebody else, about somebody else, then we would know what we speak and we would be able to control the things that we say and therefore not place spells on others. Just like when we tell our kids things about them, they're stupid, they're dumb. Well, I don't tell my kids that, but we've heard it before. You're stupid, you're dumb, you're slow. When we yell, when we call them names, when we tell them to stop acting like this and stop acting like that, in comparing them to something as if that's something that we're comparing them to is necessarily good or bad. In the book, The Four Agreements, it talks about being impeccable with your word. And I remember when I first heard that, I'm like, impeccable meaning like keep your word, like be, if you say you're going to do something, do it. But no, it went much deeper. It went into words are spells. And this was my reminder. So even as an adult, I let people say things to me and I believe them. Depending on who they are. If they have a lot of knowledge, if they're emotionally connected to me, if I love them, if they're older, I literally believe what they say. But not everything that they say is for me to believe, is for me to keep. I may listen, but I also need to listen to myself and tap into my own belief system. Others hold power over us even when they don't realize they do. And like I said, others speak things onto us even if they do not know what they speak. I catch on quickly. Intuitively, I feel things, and I feel things coming from people in certain ways, even though they may deny up and down that's not how they're meaning it, or they may have every excuse in the book for why they're saying what they're saying, or they might not have any explainable excuse at all they don't feel is worth speaking on. But intuitively, I don't need the confirmation. I just like the confirmation, and I want the confirmation. And sometimes that's just a case of codependency. Putting my trust in somebody or something so much to the point where I disengage my own inner voice, my own higher self, my own gut feeling, the intuition that speaks within me, to me, for me, to help me. A lot of times I'm confused by what my intuition tells me. And the only reason why I'm confused, because I'm told certain things about me that I choose to hold on to and I choose to believe. When I'm my best self, when I'm my balanced self, I understand that nobody, I don't care how much they say they love me, can tell me anything about me. Just like I cannot tell them anything about them without them believing it first. It had to be somewhere, in order for me to grasp onto something so tightly and start believing that about myself, injecting that into my own belief system as an adult. Knowing that these things go on, the thing about words being spells. A lot of times I say to myself, you should just be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't push back. Don't disagree. Because then people will know what you're thinking. Or at least have an idea of what you're thinking by what you say, what you ask, how you push back. Sometimes, regardless of who it is, it's best to move in silence. It's best to know in silence. It's best to just hold your word and know what you know and just watch things play out. See, the people that know you the most, regardless of how they know you, they know how to use you. They know how to play you. They know how to get you. And while it might not be exactly pleasurable to them to do this to you, it's a way where they have the upper hand, where they don't have to explain, where they don't have to sit and accept certain things for themselves or about themselves, because it's everything that they place upon you that you have to deal with, because you're accepting it, you're believing it. It's hard to get rid of belief systems that have been built upon people who just have given it to you and built upon times where you weren't strong enough to hold your own. It's hard to get rid of those systems within you. No wonder in my birth chart it says something about being able to build your own belief system. And you know how you hear things and you think you know what it means right away, but you have to experience something to know, oh wait, that's what it means. And that's where I'm at. That's what it means. I'm emotional, right? So this means that I sometimes have a hard time balancing my emotions, and I react in ways that can be irrational, quickly, in anger, tears, disruption, confusion, and it catapults onto other people. And immediately after the interaction, I realize what I've done. I realize that what I've just pushed out didn't necessarily come from that place of sincerity, and the person probably didn't deserve it. But I get confused as an adult because sometimes it's not all me. But I'm so used to taking the burden of everybody and everything, I end up apologizing. And I should apologize because I can only control how I respond. Regardless of what I think somebody else did or what they did, I have to be able to manage and control myself. And if how I react or respond basically doesn't make me feel good, then yes, ultimately, it's only affecting me and not always the other person. But there's a fine line. I need to be able to accept what I did, apologize for what I did, and then forgive myself and not continue to beat myself up. And not continue to have certain things about what happened in my belief system. Controlling my destiny and the things that's going to happen next for me in my life is not for nobody else to do. It's for me to do. I don't care how much a person knows about you or predict which way you're going to act, go, and think, and be. You always have the key to yourself to make changes within your life that direct you on a path towards your righteousness, towards your harmony, your joy, your destiny. No matter what you're going through specifically, nobody else can speak onto you what you do not choose to believe, what you do not choose to accept. So if you're going to hear somebody out, just remember that you have your own belief system and you have the opportunity to recreate that as many times as you need to based on your life experiences and where you'd like to go, where you see yourself going. When you feel yourself wanting to be, how you see yourself healed and free. Nobody else can judge that path for you. Words being spells is a real thing. We should watch how we speak to others. We should watch how we speak about ourselves. And we should watch how we speak to others about people that are in our lives that we loved, once loved, didn't love, but know and speak upon. We should watch how we do that. Because not everything is for everyone. And not everyone that you tell has well intent. I found myself being a bit more judgmental than I usually am of others lately. And I have to remember that I have no place in placing my personal opinion upon people, strangers, people that I know, because I have my own journey. They have their own journey. There is information that I don't know. There's information that they don't even know about themselves. There's information that I don't know about myself. There's just a whole bunch of missing puzzle pieces that not anyone, including myself, has the ability to know for 100%. People can guess. People can make sound opinions based on certain things that they know, but nobody knows. I don't care how much it looks like, it feels like it, it can be completely different if you want it to be. So I guess I gotta forgive others and forgive myself, because we not always know what we speak. But we can know what we speak if we slow down, pay attention, recognize where we're about to be coming from with those words, and understand that we as people have no say in how somebody else is going to turn out, how somebody else is going to live their life, the path that somebody else is on, how they're going to end up, how they're going to heal, when they're going to heal, if they're going to heal. We have no place in that conversation. We can be supportive, we can be loving, which is the most important. But placing words upon them that is other than motivation is ill will, and I don't accept it. Let's remove any words that have become spells, that have become a part of our personal belief system that we did not have to accept. Thank you. Well, gratitude. This is Lady Elsie.